Recording 8.2. What are you doing, Dominic?
Hey, Yavi. I'm looking at different areas of study in behavioral science at the university.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know you wanted to study behavioral science. Why did you choose that field?
I love learning about people and why they do what they do. We are all so similar and so different in many ways. I also find it fascinating how unique the human species is when compared to other animals.
Okay. So what are the areas of behavioral science you are trying to choose from?
I've narrowed it down to psychology or sociology. I like both, but I'm trying to decide which one would be better for me.
Psychology is all about your feelings, right? I always thought psychology sounded interesting, but difficult.
I think psychology is fascinating. It's not just about feelings, but also about the brain. Psychology explores human behavior in connection with the brain. It tries to understand the reason behind why humans act and feel the way they do. There's a lot we still don't know about the human brain or why humans behave the way they do.
Really? I didn't know that. I always thought it was just the guy who sits in a chair and asks you how you feel.
Well, that's just a small part of psychology. A psychologist does ask you about your feelings, but they are also trying to help you understand the why behind your actions and emotions. That person had to study certain parts of medical science, especially about how the brain works, in order to get their license and become a therapist.
They studied medical science? That's amazing. I guess I don't really know a lot about psychology. What about sociology?
Sociology is the study of humanity on a wider scale. Sociologists look at societies, families, and institutions rather than at individuals. A sociologist is concerned with helping communities and fixing current social issues in the world. On the other hand, psychologists are interested in helping individuals.
Wow, sociology sounds complicated. Which one do you think is more important?
I think they're both important. I also feel like they need to work together because they study different areas.
Okay. Tell me more about sociology. I don't know a lot about it.
Well, the study of sociology has many aspects. It deals with society and social standards. It studies how our behavior is shaped by cultural and societal structures. Sociologists focus on big things like love, war, race, gender, religion, the economy, and even migration. In sociology, you try to understand humanity's behavior in groups. How do we interact with each other and why?
You make sociology sound more interesting than psychology. Do you think sociology is easier than psychology?
I wouldn't say it's easier, but there are some major differences. First, psychologists must pass a test to get their license. Sociologists don't need any kind of license at all. Because of that, it takes less time to become a sociologist. Another difference is that psychologists rely on facts learned through years of medical research. Meanwhile, sociologists need to understand social theories and public policies. That's probably more difficult to work with because theories are harder to measure and can often change.
What jobs are available for each one?
Psychologists usually work in health clinics, in counseling services, and even human resource departments. Sociologists work in the criminal justice system, legal services, public health and welfare organizations, or even in education.
Great! So, which do you think you want to study more?
I'm still not sure. However, after explaining all of this, I think I might look into sociology a bit more.
Well, I think you'll do great no matter what you choose.
Thanks, Yavi.